Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome. Coming at you live, Pig Nation Studios in Houston, Texas. And ladies and gentlemen, joining me, Chucky Pigskin, we have tonight, as always, the United World Champion, Mr. Hollywood, Tony P, and his father, Sweet Lou from And of course, we've got the same audience every week, baby. Same studio audience. So,
and
guys, what's going on,
man?
How you doing?
They're free to call.
Oh, yeah. They can call. Anybody can call. The plants can call 319. Now, wait a minute. 515-605. 9753. Yeah, that's the number right there.
That's the number.
Call in. Yeah, nice new number. You know why that happened, right? My fucking credit card expired. And these sons of bitches, they didn't even let me know or anything. They canceled my account. I had to get a fucking new account. I had to re-up
and
they
changed
my number. What
they
a fucking
let you know ahead
shit.
Of time.
Yeah, it was a
did
bunch of
lose,
fucking horseshit is what it was.
Did you lose all the old shows or no? They're still there.
No, the shows are still there. The shows are still there, but they changed the number on me for whatever reason, and I think it's a bunch of horse shit. We used to have a really cool number, 619-999-9
or some shit. The new one is better because it is ours. It's
the
best
one was
one
ours, too.
Well, now this is the new one. I don't know. What do you want?
Well, fuck it. You know what? Fuck it.
Let's talk
good,
football.
Man. But yeah, it's a brand new game.
Yeah, let's talk
Sweet
football.
Lou.
Let's
yeah,
talk
Sweet
about
Lou.
The New York first. Right.
Yeah,
so
Sweet
the
Lou,
Giants,
how are you doing today? Tell us about New York, man. Tell us
right.
about the shitty Giants,
let's start
the
with
shitty
the Giants.
Jets, the shitty
Giants,
Yankees.
Tyrod Taylor is back on. He's back. He missed four games or whatever with busted ribs, cracked ribs. He's back. He thought he was going to start, right? But they're starting the kid, the Italian kid. And they interviewed Tyrod Taylor, and he was very quiet, and he told the interviewer that I never refused to answer a question when they asked.
Come here, Patches.
Do you feel sore that you're not starting? And he ducked that question because he felt he should have started because he was the starting quarterback and he got hurt. And usually, but it's up to the coach. And he's playing this kid. And if this kid makes one mistake, he's going to get pulled and they'll put Tyrod Taylor. And the Jets cut one of their shitty quarterbacks that they had, not Simeon, the other guy. And they signed this guy, Ripien, that was a backup on the Denver Broncos a couple of years ago. And his uncle or something was a very good quarterback.
Mark Ripien?
What's his name? Jets
was it
dumped
Mark Ripien?
Boyle. They dumped Boyle and they signed Ripien. Ripien is the nephew of Brett Ripien. Instead, they signed his nephew, Brett. And his uncle, Mark, was a former Super Bowl MVP. But the nephew ain't as good as the uncle. So
everybody's been a quarterback for the Broncos. Everybody has a Broncos quarterback on their roster.
And that's it. And the kid, what's his name? Wilson, whatever. He the press gave him the business. And what's his name? The guy with the Achilles, right? Aaron Rodgers. Came to his back, took his back. He said it's a lot of shit, a lot of like chintzy crap. They lie, and they're trying to bury the kid. He's only 22 years old, and he wants to play. and the press put it out like he said like he didn't he was get, he'd get hurt if he was put in. He never said that, man. Never said that. The New York press is crazy tough. Ooh, that's why a lot of people don't like to play in New York sometimes. They can't take the press.
But yet Aaron Rodgers was
Aaron Rodgers could come back in a week or two. But who knows now with the losses, even though there's a slight chance if they could win out, and which they're not going to do.
No, if they win out, they get that. No, I don't. What's the record now?
The record now with the Jets is 4-8, and Buffalo is 6-6.
They'd have to win every one. No, seven
and
is.
There's a lot of teams
seven,
that are going to get in the playoffs.
Seven losses is going to. Any more than seven?
Seven wins that are going to get in the playoffs now. So the Jets would really have to win out and hope and pray that other teams lose.
Yeah, 9-8 might not cut it. 9-8 might not cut it if they win out.
That's the thing with the New York quarterbacks. And what's happening in Colorado?
What's happening in Colorado?
They finally got beat by more than 1 or 2 points, right?
5 points. Five points only. But it's a good thing, honestly, because when you have a streak, you're in under pressure to keep the streak going. And the loss, because they only have 6 losses,
right. So
they're probably going to lose to the Lions, but the next game is to the Chargers.
Next game, they play the Chargers at the Chargers.
So
they
could still lose one more game and win the other ones and make the playoffs. That's what most people are saying, but it could change here or there. All around the league, there was a lot of officiating problems and errors and just shitty calls. And, the Broncos might have won for certain reasons, but it's not really. Like, I told you they were going to lose, and they did. But they're not done. They're not out of it.
That's a tough
game
to handicap this Sunday.
Well, it doesn't. They did it. They only lost by 5 again. It's not like they're getting shut out like these other teams. And
they're playing. What's going to happen when they start playing teams in, that have Kansas City?
They played all of them. They beat Kansas City. They've played all
they,
these hard
they
teams
haven't
that
played
they just
Jacksonville.
Played.
Have
no,
they?
They're not playing Jacksonville. They're playing
they
the Chargers.
Miami.
They're playing the Lions. They did play the Dolphins. They lost to the Dolphins by 70 points or whatever.
Right. They're going to have to play them again, though, because they're in their divisions, and they have to play them
more than
once. They're
not going to play them again. The games are the Chargers, the Lions, the Chargers, the Raiders, the Patriots. That's it.
And Patriots will be easy for them.
That's the last of the season. That's all there is. There's no other ones
right,
of those.
Right, because it's week 14 coming up, and there's only 17 games in the year. Right, 3 weeks after Sunday. Yep, and that's that.
4 weeks after. No. Hey, the Broncos have to face the Chargers, then the Lions, then the Chargers again, then the Patriots, then the Raiders. That's 5 weeks. Five games. They have to face the Chargers, the Lions, the Chargers again, the Patriots, and the Raiders. That's what it is. There's no difference.
They play the Chargers like that twice.
I don't know, but that's the schedule.
They got an easy schedule, except.
Well, when I was making the schedule last year, I make the schedules for the NFL teams.
Except
the
Lions, and that's the one they can lose is the one against the Lions.
And
they can
the
lose that one. No, they're not going to lose to the Chargers at all. So that's the story from the Mile High City.
That's the Chargers Stadium. Warm weather, not cold. So what about Dallas and Houston?
Yeah, in the Texas two-step.
Yeah.
Well, you know what it is, man. the Houston Texans, you know, had a great game this past week. It's unfortunate. I was wearing Texans gear. I just ordered some new Texans gear, right? So I was wearing some. I was wearing a brand new Texans shirt, and I had a Texans hat on.
You know,
and
the game that they played.
But I had made my pick, you know, and I guess we'll talk about that later.
Right.
But, the Texans are doing really good.
Your pick was the Broncos in that game.
The Texans are doing really good. Are the Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah.
Are doing great, actually.
That's right.
We'll see. I mean, the Dallas Cowboys guys are in the same position that the Texans were in last week. If the Texans would have won last week against Jacksonville, I'm talking about the week before last. I'm sorry. If they would have won the week before last against Jacksonville, they would have been in first place. They'd be in sole possession of first place right now. But they didn't get that done, and so now you know they're still out there on the outside looking in. The Cowboys, on the other hand, it's not going to be easy. But if they do beat the Eagles this coming Sunday night, the Cowboys will be tied for first place with the Eagles. So we'll see how that develops.
That game is
in the meantime, though. Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
That
Cowboys,
it's Sunday, right? That game?
Yeah, it's going to be the Sunday night game, baby. The Sunday night game.
Yeah.
It's going to be great. So let's go ahead and get
the game, man.
Is
that Dallas? Is that Dallas?
I'll tell you what, man. It'll probably be the most watched game of the year.
Yeah, they said the same thing about the game with the Eagles and the 49ers, and the 49ers stomped the shit out of them. You know?
Oh, man, I was on the road during that game. Obviously, I had the phone on YouTube because I subscribed to that, that shit where you get every game.
Yeah.
So I was listening to it while I was driving. I was on the road back to Houston, unable to watch it, but I was listening to it. Oh, my God, what a fucking game.
The first quarter,
the
the Eagles were going to beat the crap out of them, and then all of a sudden, from the second quarter to the end of the game, the 49ers were unbeatable.
It was a phenomenal game, but I'll tell you what, why don't we talk about that and more, the rest of the games.
Right.
Once we dive into the results,
because
that's when we can go ahead and let loose.
Want to do
that? They've got that dog back there in the background.
What do we want to do first? The
Well, the score is currently 106.
Go over the conference.
To what the score
I'll
currently?
The American conference.
The score currently. The come on! Can you not hear me? Can everybody
all
hear
me? All right, go ahead. Yeah.
Can you hear
fucking
me?
Vicious dog in the background.
Yes. The score is 106 to 100 to 99. Chuck has 106. I have 100. And Lou has 99.
Oh, but wait, there's going to be
first
a new
couple
score
of weeks
after today.
Like
oh, shit.
Let's go.
That's what I'm worried about.
All right, here's
let's go.
All right, the East in the American Conference, Miami in first place, 9-3. Buffalo.
No, what are you doing? What are we doing? No, we're going over the results.
All right,
yeah.
You want to do the results first?
Bro,
all right.
You're out of line, sweetie.
That's what we
you're
do.
You're out of line, bro.
All right, I didn't hear you. All right, let's go over the Thursday's game with Cowboys and Seahawks. We all had the Cowboys, so we won.
And, of course, the Cowboys won. But let me tell you something about this game, man. What a freaking game. I mean, I was not expecting, and apparently the Cowboys were also not expecting the Eagles to come out and play the way they did.
Did they cover the point spread?
Oh, hell no.
9 points. They didn't cover.
9 point point spread, and they couldn't even cover it. They barely won.
Right. The other
they won by six, but it was at the end, and I mean it kind of felt like they got away with one.
It shows you how much the Cowboys are better.
I'll tell you what, man.
Yeah.
They needed this fucking game in a bad way because I mean it's going to be a rough ass freaking December.
Right.
For the Cowboys. The rest of December, I mean, it looked rough, man. It looked rough.
Okay.
They might end up taking ass to mouth and not even make the fucking playoffs. Who knows? It's up in the air.
All right. Now the Falcons at the Jets, right? So we all picked the Falcons, and we all won.
Didn't we?
What's going on with the Jets?
No,
what's
I
going
know
on
we did.
With the Jets?
The quarterback problem is their whole thing.
Yeah,
and
that's exactly what's going on with the Jets. Their quarterback issues, unfortunately.
Terrible quarterback.
So Aaron Rodgers
it makes me wonder if somebody put the freaking voodoo on these guys.
They're saying
why
that Aaron Rodgers shouldn't be on the sidelines, that he's risking injury because of the linesman that got hit by somebody, hit him at, as he was going out of bounds and the guy's leg snapped. Did you hear that? One of the guys that hold the markers for first down. The guy
yeah,
ran right
I
into
saw
it,
that.
Snapped his leg in half. Oh, they wouldn't even show it. It was gross. Oh, man. I don't even know why they have them guys when they have all this new technology with lasers and stuff. Why do they need those people with them poles? Right?
What pole? You're talking about the chain?
First down markers and that shit.
The chains, yeah. I'll
yeah,
tell you why.
The guy who held the chain on the sideline got his leg snapped.
Yeah, I mean, well, you know, shit happens.
Right.
Shit happens,
have the technology.
But I'm
going to
tell you, man.
If you guys
you
said
can't
they,
take those chains away, bro.
You can't. I say that, too.
They always
it's had
those chains.
Right.
And guys like me are always saying, move the chains, bitch. Move
right.
the chains, bitches. And it's strictly for us that they keep the chains.
They need the chains for the people that go to the stadium. For the people at home, they could use lasers on TV.
They do.
People in the stadium need somebody
yeah,
holding
they
that
do.
Ball. Really? Anyway, let's
they
go
should
to
have
the...
Some way, though. No, you're right. They should have some way in the stadium to project the first down line on the field so that you can see
can
it
they do
from
it with
the
lasers,
stand, right?
Where the people could see it, to have them gigantic.
Yeah, I don't
screens.
Know. Why wouldn't they do that? That should be a grid system with holographic whatever.
They
could
they
do that
all
now.
Kinds
that's,
of technology.
They
don't
got
know
all
why
kinds.
They don't do it.
All
maybe
kinds.
If all them people are in unions and they
move the chains, bitches.
That's called the Colts were at the Titans, and Chuck picked the Colts. Me and Hollywood picked the Titans.
No.
We lost Hollywood.
And you know what? To quote Gardner Minshew, it ain't always pretty,
and
but
that,
it's good.
And that game, the Colts were only 1 point favorite, and they won, right?
I believe that was the Kern. I believe the Kern was wrong. I believe
yeah,
that was
the
Kern.
The Kern did you dirty, Tony.
Yeah.
The Kern did me.
You know what, though?
But listen, sometimes the Kern is right. Sometimes the Kern is wrong. You can it's 50-50, and
that
you
was a close game anyway. It's just
that
the Colts pulled it out.
It was
the
a
Kern,
great finish, man. I saw the highlights, and man, it was fantastic. It was
right.
just fantastic to watch Gardner Minshew do what he does. And I'm still on board with Gardner Minshew, man. I've been following this kid around.
Yeah,
since
I didn't
back
think he would
to
be
the
anything.
Backup at freaking
but look,
Jacksonville.
He's showing good, man.
Yeah, you know what? He's turning into a freaking Fitz magic, except
yep.
it's Minshew magic, if you will.
The next game was the Chargers at the tanking Patriots. And the Chargers won, and we all had the Chargers. It looks
now, everybody
like the
knows,
Patriots are tanking.
Everybody
know?
Knows since back in week one or week two, whatever it was, that Hollywood Tony P said right here on Pigskin Nation, they're going to tank.
And
they're
going to
tank
like
on
are.
Purpose.
Two games
yeah,
in a row.
It's fucking obvious.
Shit, they scored nothing in 2 weeks. And the coach is usually a hothead, and he's on the sidelines not giving a shit. And it makes
and you can
do
nothing, bro.
You can go back and listen. You can go back in the archive, and you can listen.
Yeah,
I
remember that.
I was right about Aaron Rodgers. I was right about, you know, prognosticator of prognosticators. Let's go.
Anyway.
Yeah, it's awful. They couldn't even muster up a freaking touchdown, man. Not
right.
even one.
Right. And you
the
know why?
Game,
there's great
team.
Quarterbacks
shame on
coming
both teams,
out.
Bro.
And he wants one of them. I'm telling you, man.
I'm telling you what, man. That fucking hit, the coaching of the Chargers has got to change. Something's got to be done there.
Right. Because they got a good quarterback.
That quarterback, he was so fucking great at Oregon.
Yeah.
If you watch him play in college, he was fucking phenomenal. And these fuckers are fucking ruining him. And they were good last year, and it was awful last year because somebody got injured or something like that in the first few games. I think it was a kid was injured the first few games. Whatever.
What
they
are you saying? It's a coaching problem for
and
the
still
Chargers.
Were in the playoffs, still made the playoffs, came back tough and made the playoffs, went one and done, but still. I mean, it was great to come back to watch that develop. And now this year, they've just completely fallen, man. It's awful.
Anyway,
it's
got
to be the coaching. Nothing else has changed.
Let's go to the next game. The Lions were at the Saints. I had the Lions. Chuck had the Lions. Hollywood had the Saints.
Oh, my gosh. How does that happen? Hollywood.
I had a winner, and Chuck had the winner.
Yeah. Put them points down, baby.
Yeah.
Because I'm putting them down.
The Lions, people thought they were going to lose two in a row or whatever. No way. Anyway, let's go.
I mean, I'm still hearing people saying that they're not for real.
They're not like Dallas, you know. They're not like the Dolphins.
But they're finding
ways
to win, man. And teams like that, Lou, can be very dangerous in the playoffs.
Yes, sirree.
They're finding ways to win when it counts. It was 33-28.
Yeah, the Lions. The quarterback is the whole thing with that team. Plus, they got, you know, a decent offensive line and that protects them. And they got all right receivers. And they win. They don't win every game, but they win. Anyway, the Steelers were at home against the Cardinals. We all had the Steelers, and I think we lost, all of us, on that game.
Indeed, we did, man. The Steelers got the shit stomped out of them, 24-0.
The quarterback played shit two games in a row, and he played good this game for the Cardinals. Yeah, that happens.
And that guy, I mean, you know, he's up in the air right now, too. There's discussion that they don't know if they're going to go forward with this guy.
That's right.
Kyler Murray.
There's some trades at the end of the year for the teams that don't make it.
Anyway, it's interesting if that guy ends up as a backup somewhere.
He won't be a backup. Whoever trades him, have him start.
He was like supposed to be really badass, and he's just all of a sudden falling.
Remember they compared him to the guy on the what's his name? They compared him to Kansas City. I swear, a couple of years ago, they were comparing him that he would be just like him.
To Alex Wright.
No, the quarterback on Kansas City. The Chiefs, what's his name?
Patrick
Mahomes. Mahomes?
Yeah.
Mahomes.
Mahomes.
Shouldn't have smoked. I came on the air.
Let's move along, man.
All right. Steelers. And the Cardinals,
lost their quarterback.
Yeah,
that's a lot of quarterbacks we have done
for the
year,
I think.
Yeah, that's a lot of quarterbacks we got done for the year.
9 of 16. Nine of 16, and that's fucked up. Nine.
Name them.
I don't know. I can name them. I can name Russell Wilson is still there. That's a Geno Smith is still there.
I know all the quarterbacks. Except my mind goes blank sometimes when I smoke. All right, the Dolphins were at the Commanders. We all had the Dolphins, so we all won. Because they beat the lousy Commanders.
Touching back on that list, I got to touch back on it. Joe Burrow, Kirk Cousins, Daniel Jones, Anthony Richardson, Aaron Rodgers, Deshaun Watson. Oh, my goodness.
They were all hurt.
And now the...
what's his name on the Steelers?
What about Kenny Pickett? I thought he went down in this game.
That guy Robinson with the concussion, I don't know if he's back.
That's why I said it was easier to name the people who haven't gotten injured. Because
there's so many hurt. So we had the Dolphins, all of us. Then we go to the Texans against the Broncos. Hollywood and me had the Texans. And Chuck had the Broncos.
Well, you had the Texans.
This game cost me
I
money.
I had the Texans, and Hollywood had the Texans.
Oh,
Chuck
my goodness.
Took
this game
Texans
cost me
and told me to
money.
Change it. I remember
this game cost
me
fucking
it.
Money. I picked the exact. We picked the exact same games this week, except for one fucking game, and it was
I
this game.
Dude,
and I changed
game.
My
this
mind. I know
game.
Y'all told me. That changed my mind
this
because
no,
I was
no,
thinking
no,
it was
no.
going to come
to
you,
but
a big
time
in Dover.
This
and
then
it,
like,
instead of Disney, and things got fucked up, and CJ Stroud came through. And I'm telling you, I was wearing fucking Texans gear, and I was like, "Nah, I'm just gonna test. You know, whatever happens, happens."
I knew the Texans would win. Remember what I said? It was the Texans were at home. It was the rookie quarterback wanting to do good in front of his home fans, and there was something going on where they were doing something. And I knew that they would have a good game, and they did.
Well, yeah, I did too. And I thought it was going to be a great game that came down to a field goal. I thought it was going to come down to the field goal of that guy Amendola, who had missed those two field goals the week before. I was like, I can't fucking chance it. But instead, the game came down to fucking Russell fucking Wilson.
Sometimes he'll play great, then he'll fumble or he'll throw an interception.
Russell Wilson, who has a history, not very long of a history, but he has a history of greatness. All right?
Yeah,
I've seen Russell Wilson do
some
great fucking things.
Interceptions in the game. He had two or three in that game.
So, and that's what it came down to. Russell Wilson fucking interception and Broncos fucking lost and the Texans won. And I lost the fucking bet, you know, money. I lost money on this fucking game.
A lot
Thank
of people
you fucking Russell
Chuck,
Wilson. You
Chuck,
fucking son of a bitch.
Chuck, listen to me.
Here's how it's going to go. All right. It's remember. So now it's lost. Win, loss, win, win, win. That's how it's going to go. That's how it does go with the Broncos. So it's loss, win, win, win. This was their loss. Next is a win. Then they lose to the Lions. Then they win, win, win. That's how it works.
Oh,
Bet that and you will not lose. This is your one opportunity. To do such a thing.
Let's go to next
if you
game.
If you bet the Broncos to win the Super Bowl now, right now, it's plus 10,000.
Plus fucking
10,000. So if you put $6, no, look, if
you could
put
win a lot of money
down,
if you bet them,
just if you get $600. If you put $6 down on the Broncos to win the Super Bowl, you will right now get $600 if they win. So that's all I'm saying. It's a good bet.
Man, I might as well just go buy
like throwing
fucking,
money down the toilet.
Fucking homeless guy a fucking $6 bill so he can go buy himself a fucking quart of Schlitz, man. Come on, bro.
Let's move away from the Broncos.
Day. You
the
will
Buccaneers.
Mark this day.
The
you
Buccaneers
win, I'm right.
Game. They
when
were at home against the Panthers, the crappy Panthers, and we all picked the Buccaneers, right? And we won. Of course, the Panthers don't win.
Is that what happened? If that is
are they ever
going to
win
and
another game? That
the Buccaneers won by a field goal, though.
Yeah. They say
that
the Panthers have a decent team, and
They're not tanking. They can't because it doesn't matter. But, no, here's why they're tanking, yes, because they're tanking not for the first-round pick because that goes to the Bears. They're tanking for the early second-round pick because they get the pick number 33.
About five or six great quarterbacks that'll be in the top 10, I think, they were saying.
But they're tanking for the second round because the first round pick goes to the Bears. When they get that first round pick, they have to give it to the Bears. So they're not tanking for that. They're tanking
the Bears
so they
get
the 32nd pick.
That's horseshit, man, really. I think
the 32nd, the 33rd pick, sorry. So that's what they're tanking for, the 33rd pick, which is ridiculous.
All right. The Rams were at home against the Browns. We all picked the Rams. Who won that game? I don't remember.
The Rams won. They beat the shit out of the Browns. Took out their quarterback, Deshaun Watson. Carries his own towel.
And
probably getting a massage right now from an Instagram model.
The 49ers and the Eagles. Hollywood, and I had the Eagles. Chuck had the 49ers. So we make up for the one loss.
The 49ers beat the shit out of the Eagles?
That's right.
Man, what a freaking hard-hitting smash-mouth
game,
I'll
never
man.
Pick against they, them again,
they,
man.
There was even ejections. The one guy, the security guard for the freaking Eagles, got ejected after that one guy from the freaking 49ers fucking shoved. They had a little exchange, and they both got ejected. What a fucking badass game, man. Even though the Eagles lost, you know, they got out of hand there at the end. The 49ers started putting it on them. Badass game, man.
I thought the Eagles were at home and all that stuff, and the 49ers just came in and threw them a beat.
Beat the shit out of them. And I'll tell you what, man, they're looking scary right
Super.
Now.
Super. That's right.
I told you that in the beginning. What did I say in the beginning of the season?
I said it in the beginning. That
they would be one of the
Super Bowl before the season ever started. If you go back to tapes, anyway.
Yeah, go back and listen. Go back and listen to prognosticate.
Yeah, that's what you can do. Go back and listen.
The Chiefs were at the Packers, and we all picked the Chiefs, and this was an upset loss for the Chiefs, right?
Oh yeah, the Chiefs lost.
So
27-19.
Yeah, we all had the Chiefs, yep.
The Packers quarter, and it's the fabulous Kitty Teixeira in the house, executive producer Kitty Teixeira, by the way. Welcome home.
The Packers look good. Let me tell you, the Packers have now won three in a row, right?
Yeah. Jordan Love said he had this game circled for quite some time now, whatever that means. But, yeah, he got after them. He got after them early, and he stayed on top of them and the whole game, it seems. And, 27-19,
Packers
over Chiefs.
On the Chiefs? He don't look like he did last year. He was unbeatable, and this year he's, you know.
Yeah, it's the Mahomes curse, man. Nobody likes this fucking guy.
His father was on the Yankees, a baseball
Everybody player. Says they hate Mahomes. Is that how it is over there in New York?
No.
Is that how it is in
They
in
like
Colorado?
Him because the Yankees were going to pick him. He was supposed to be on the Yankees, and he picked football. He was going first round, man, Mahomes. He's a great baseball player.
He's a fucking hustler. Yeah, he's a baller, man. He was going to be first round in the baseball draft, like you said. I had no idea it was going to be the Yankees that were going to get him.
Y'all can't hate Mahomes, man. Mahomes.
Yep. And the we'll do the last game here, was the Jaguars at home against the Bengals, and we all had the Jaguars, right? And I think we lost, all of us, right?
Let me see here. The Jaguars.
We all lost.
The Bengals again, as just like the Packers.
Right.
They stayed after them the whole freaking game. Can you hear me?
And that was week 14.
You guys hear me?
Yep,
yes.
I hear you. What's the score?
All right. So what I was saying was the Bengals stayed on top of the Chargers, on top of the Jaguars the whole freaking game, and ended up winning at the last seconds or whatever, 34-31. But the key thing in this game, Borzoi, got injured.
The quarterback for Cincinnati didn't look too bad, man. Really?
No, he looked good.
That's right.
But Borzoi got injured, and that's the unfortunate part.
And you got to keep that in mind for Sunday.
Let me go over the point totals. So Chuck started the day with 106 points, and you currently have 115. You got 9 right. All right.
Did you say I got 9 right?
Oh, you got 9 right. Nine right. I started the day at 100, and I ended at 107. I got 7 right. And then Lou from Brooklyn started at 99 and ended at 107. He got 8 right, so Chuck wins the day.
That was that one game I picked that I got screwed on. Otherwise,
So you're slowly making up ground, but it's going to get more difficult.
Right.
And, we'll see. And since Chuck went first last time, Which one of us?
I go first this time. Right.
You go first this time.
No. Okay. I get to pick who goes first this time.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
All right. So who do you want?
Yeah. We'll make it more interesting. Dun, dun, dun.
We'll find out after the break. Find out after whatever
right.
he picks.
Yeah, that's great. I like that. That's good producing there, Hollywood. So, yeah,
that's
we're going to take this break. We're going to take this break, and when we come back, we are going to find out who I'm going to pick. And we're also going to find out what picks we're going to make. So, yeah. And of course, the standings. Yes, we're going to get into the standings and maybe even a little more. Who the hell knows? So, yeah, we'll be right back after these words. Pigskin Nation, only on the World Generation Podcast Network.
Hollywood Dragon, Tony P, the United World Champion, hosting UWA Today, UWA News and Matches, and inside information of the entire indie wrestling scene. Listen as the drama unfolds live, only on the World Generation Podcast Network.
Friendly Fire Cigars. Come on in and enjoy the game. Come on in and relax with friends. Come on in and light them up at Friendly Fire Cigars, where they carry top brands such as Arturo Puente, VAO, Romeo and Julieta, Avo, Monte Cristo, Ashton, and many, many more. Friendly Fire Cigars, where they have amenities such as comfortable leather seating, 4 HD TVs with 4 separate cable receivers, Netflix, Wi-Fi, cigar locker rental, patio seating, and much, much more. Where do you want to go? Friendly Fire Cigars. 1905 South Derry Asher. Friendly Fire Cigars. Get there.
Remember, fellow citizens, the future is in your hands. If you believe in parties, re-elect President Mr. Hollywood Tony P. Party is his middle name. President Mr. Hollywood Tony P's party platform means doing more jobs, better recreation, bigger civic improvements, and lower taxes. On Election Day, cast your vote for a proven champion. Re-elect President Mr. Hollywood Tony P. Remember, fellow citizens, the future is in your hands.
So you want to talk about politics, right? But you also want to talk about bears and some other newsworthy items you may have missed. Well, hey, join me, Chuck Amok, and the Unusual Suspects as we get down and dirty on the Full Tilt Boogie Show, a show where we talk about some of the craziest things going on in the Beltway and beyond. The Boogie, coming soon, right here on the World Generation Podcast Network. Stay tuned for more.
We welcome you to the Lone Star State with big wide open arms. But if you're trapping litter, well, that's cause for some alarm. You gotta keep our environment clean, and that's the honest truth. So don't you mess with Texas, lest you wanna get the boot. Don't mess with Texas. This land is for me and you. From Dallas to the valley, every highway looking dandy, so future generations can enjoy too.
Generation Podcast Network. Please like us on Facebook at World Generation or on Twitter at World Generation Podcast. And now back to the show.
Michigan Nation. Results and predictions. I am Chucky Pigskin, and with me, the United World Champion, Mr. Hollywood, Tony P, and his father, Sweet Lou from Brooklyn. Guys, we are talking football now.
Well,
Lou,
I want to know.
Sweet
I want to know what everybody.
Sweet Lou,
what everybody
want me
smoking.
To do the standing?
No, I want to know what everybody's smoking right now. I'm smoking Blackwater. It's 31% indica. That's what I'm smoking, Blackwater.
I think I'm smoking an indica strain, but I don't know what the name is. This one thing, I just was told it's reliable. It's from Cali.
I've got Blue Dream tonight. So it's
good
a very
stuff.
Calming, relaxing, and soothing.
Speaking of that, New York, boy, they found where these illegal stores in New York were hiding their stock and stuff and edible. They found 11,000 pounds of weed hidden in some kind of like cellar or somewhere.
Who
did? I'm telling you, these smoke shops, they're all friends and related, man. They're like homies. They're Arabs, and they're crazy. Really? No, they're giving big fines, and now the court cases are up, and they said in the paper 2 days ago they're going to start opening. Yeah, I got to see that.
New York finally getting on the bandwagon. Chuck, when is Texas going to get on the road
Never.
To legalization?
We will be the very last state in the union to do it. So whenever it happens, I don't know. Hell might be frozen over by then.
Listen, Las Vegas is legal, and that's near you. And Arizona is legal. California is legal. Washington State, Oregon.
Colorado is legal. Even Oklahoma has recreational now. Get into it.
They're voting in a lot of places. Right now, it's about almost 40 states.
Here, you can have it for medical purposes. I found out today, actually.
That's how it starts.
A friend of mine at work had to get some for medical purposes. And,
but
she was approved today, actually.
Texas won't
so
get
kind
it.
Of liquid,
it's mostly
some kind of liquid form to start with.
And they vote against
and,
it every
we'll just
time.
To see how that develops. But yeah, I got the blue dream, man. The blue fucking dream, baby.
So let me want to do the standings.
It's time to do the standings, guys.
Right, let's go. I'll do the American Conference.
I got the standings music on, man.
And you'll do the national, all right? I'm going to do this. All right, in the East, in the American Conference, Miami 9-3, the leader, Buffalo in second, 6-6, Jets in third, 4-8, and New England, 2-10. Probably gets the second pick right now. Yep. In the draft. And in the South, Jacksonville, 8-4. Houston, 7-5. Second. Indianapolis Colts, 7-5. Tied with Houston. And Tennessee in last place, 4-8. And in the North, Baltimore, 9-3. Good record. Cleveland, 7-5, second. Pittsburgh, third, 7-5, tied with them, Cleveland. And Cincinnati, 6-6. And in the West, Kansas City, 8-4. They're lucky they have 8 wins. And Denver, 6-6 in second place. And the Chargers are 5-7 in third place. And Las Vegas is 5-7. Tied for last place with the Chargers. And that's the national and the American Conference.
And so, yeah, if you bet $6 right now, oddly enough, the Broncos are 6-6, no less. And if you bet $6 on them to win it all, you will get a shitload of money. The devil's money, no less.
I told you.
Money.
I told you. What did I tell you? I told you.
That's why you should do it. You should put $100 on it. What the
put
fuck?
It on the devil, right? Baby. You're going to put it on the devil.
Money.
You're going to gamble it away on the devil. That's right. So in the
$100,000. You want that? You want $100,000?
That is the work of the devil, I'm telling you. The work
yeah.
of the devil.
You do that, you know
the
what?
National...
You could be flushing the $100 bill down the toilet.
Indeed you would. Be out of your fucking mind, man.
You gotta have extra buffers. Mark my words, the cash to do that.
Today is
you'd be out of your fucking mind.
Sick.
All right, you're doing.
You'd be out of your fucking mind. I'm telling you.
Like
it's the National Football Conference. Yeah, the National Football Conference brings about the NFC East. At 10-2, you got the Eagles, Cowboys trailing at 9-3, followed by the Giants at 4-8, and then the Redskins at 4-9. So let's go to the West now. In the West, we've got the 49ers at 9-3, who were dominant over the Eagles last week. The Rams at 6-6. The Seahawks at 6-6, followed by the Cardinals at 3-10, who are, you know, in no contention of playoffs at this point. I don't think. It would be impossible.
No.
Virtually impossible. Then in the North, NFC North, you've got the Lions at 9-3, another good record, followed by the Vikings at 6-6, the Packers at 6-6, and then the Bears at 4-8. The Bears. Let's go to the South now. We've got the Dirty Birds, the Falcons at 6-6, and that's a damn. The South is a fucking travesty of the NFL, by the way. So you got the Falcons at 6-6, and the Buccaneers at 5-7, tied with the Saints at 5-7, followed by the lowly Panthers at 1-11, and that is your standing for the NFC Conference. And guys, yeah, that NFC South is awful.
And
right
also,
now,
the Panthers were eliminated from the playoff contention Sunday.
I wanted to talk about division battles, all right? And there's not that many. There's one in the NFC, and that's the Eagles and the Cowboys. That's the only division battle.
It's all wild card. It's all wild card, man.
The rest of them are fucking, you know, they're 9-3, and then the next teams are 6-6. So there's nothing
card,
there
baby.
To do yet. And then in the American Conference, it's the same. There could be a battle possibly with the Jaguars in the South. That's going to be because they're the closest right now. It's 8-4, and two teams are 7-5. So the South is looking for a battle. But now the Jaguars, though, they recently lost Borzoi to a leg injury, and they don't know how long it's going to be.
And who is
and by
the
way, if you don't know what a Borzoi is, that's
right.
a breed of dog.
And he got hurt in the end of the game, right?
Yeah. He got hurt, man.
And who did they put in for him?
Man, I can't remember the kid's name.
Me either.
But,
he was only in for a few minutes.
Yeah, nevertheless.
But that guy has a high ankle sprain, long hair.
Yep.
And who knows how long it's going to take. It's high ankle sprains are no joke, man.
No, it's no joke, man.
Look at Saquon Barkley. He had that, and he missed three games.
Yeah.
That
this is December, baby. You don't want to be missing in December.
Right.
I mean, they got edged out in this game by the freaking Bills.
Like Jacksonville is lucky to have 8 wins.
I mean, I'm sorry, by the Bengals. They got edged out by the Bengals.
Yeah.
Listen, I'm telling you that the Broncos and the Chiefs are closer than any you think. 7-5 and 6-6, they're just fucking, like, really close. Like, it's a game or two. Like, depending if the Chiefs have a slide, they could get either way. I think the Broncos have a good chance of the playoffs, and the Chiefs, if he doesn't fuck up, if Mahomes don't fuck with the shit going down,
well, where is the
they're going to lose.
Played?
So the Chiefs have got the Bills coming up at the Chiefs. Then they've got the Patriots. Then they got the Patriots at the Patriots. And then they've got the Raiders at the Chiefs, followed by the Bengals at the Chiefs, followed by the Chiefs at the Chargers. So that's the rest of their schedule.
So they basically got four of those six winning. Maybe they might lose one or two. Maybe the Bills. So they're going to definitely make the playoffs. So, okay, that's guaranteed. We know that. Done.
The Chiefs are not going to lose
to the Raiders. I'm sorry. The Chiefs are not going to lose to the fucking Raiders in that game. I don't like the Chiefs, but they're not going to lose to the Raiders.
This Sunday, it's going to be a good game. Buffalo visiting Kansas City. And I don't
That's
think Kansas City
I don't
lose
think
two in a row.
I think Buffalo can beat Kansas City. I think
not this Sunday because it's at home, and Mahomes ain't going to lose two in a row.
But
Why
Buffalo
not?
Could
Maybe
be
on the Kansas night. City.
And what's her name? She's probably going to be at that stadium.
I mean, she was at the last stadium, and they lost two.
They need to let us know this. They need to put out a press release before every game telling us when she will be there and when
First
she won't
of all,
be there.
They're not putting nothing in the paper the last couple of weeks. Like, they're laying low. You notice that? And
well, apparently
And no pitches.
It matters to Kelsey. He plays better when she's there.
And he's been
seeing
her a lot, and no one, like, they must be sneaking around.
Yeah, but he plays better when she's there, and when she's not, he plays worse. So Vegas should want to know about, well, everybody
this
should want to know about.
This is going to be a big game, too. Bills at Kansas City, they're both
If
winning.
She's going to be there, that will be a deciding factor. That's definitely it. Let's get to our predictions. Let's get to the predictions. We're here.
Let's go. We're going to go to the Thursday game.
The Steelers
at home. Giving 6 points to the lowly
Patriots. Who's the favorite?
Steelers are favored by six over the lowly. And I'm going to take the Steelers. I can't go with that lousy team, man.
Who are
playing? Who goes first? Chuck said he'd let us know.
You do. Who is he playing?
Yeah, I'm going to say Lou goes first.
All right, I'm taking the Steelers anyway.
Who are they playing?
They're playing at Pittsburgh. And the Patriots are visiting Pittsburgh. But their quarterback is out. I wonder who the backup is with that.
What, Patriots quarterback is out?
Nope. Steelers.
Oh, shit. But the Patriots are tanking, right?
I would think so.
Are we sure?
Man.
What?
The Steelers have a quarterback, Mitch Trubisky, who is boldly saying, I'm going to be aggressive Thursday.
Because he practices with the team for a long time now. He wants to get his chance. I take the Steelers.
I take the Patriots.
Okay. Hollywood takes the Patriots.
I think I'm going to take the Steelers too, Sweet Lou.
All right.
Put me down for the Steelers. Fuck it.
Okay.
This is a gamble either way, man. Mitch Trubisky never freaking panned out.
All right.
So why would he pan out this time? Is he going to pan out this time? I mean, it's a big if.
That quarterback's
not
good at all on New England.
Listen,
I'm going to take Mitch Trubisky. Fuck it.
Let me lay this out. So whoever gets the Panthers are going to get the first pick and trade it to the Bears, and the Bears are going to trade it for draft picks to somebody important, so it doesn't really matter. Now the Patriots are tanking, but they can't let it look like they're tanking. And even if they get the second or third pick, they're still in a good case to get a quarterback. So in my opinion, I think that this would be a game where the Steelers don't have a quarterback. This would be the game where the Patriots could win and then say, well, we tried, and we win, and they can just lose
the rest. But Mitch Trubisky is a pretty good backup.
I don't care. I take the Patriots.
All right. Next game, the Texans visiting the New York Jets. Texans giving 5.5 points.
Texans favored by 5.5 points.
Yeah. Game. I like to, man, I'm taking the Texans. I'm taking the Texans. I'm not fucking around with them Jets, man.
I love it.
Right? I'm a New York person, and I look at it and I say, man.
Hey, man, but that's what you have to do, sweet Lou. You can't just go with your heart. We're in a contest here to win.
Look,
the
Texans, they have a good team.
You got to be heartless, man. You got to be heartless, sweet Lou.
And they know it, too, Las Vegas. That's why they're making it 5.5 points.
I'll take the Texans, too, please.
Okay.
Put me down for the Texans, man. I went against them last week against my better judgment.
Yep.
And fucking
lost,
man.
Right. Yeah.
But you have a reason. You have a reason to at least your team is there. Like it's a shame that the Jets, like maybe the Giants, if they win out, they could maybe have a shot. But are they going to win every single game?
Tommy DeVito,
the fucking Giants.
He's getting better every game. That kid.
Is he going to win? Are they going to go on a streak action?
And now they have Tyrod Taylor back as backup.
Can they run the table? Can they run the table and get in on the technicality? Can they get in on the technicality?
I don't know what their schedule is the last 3 or 4 games.
Somebody's going to get in because somebody lost. Somebody's going to get into the playoffs because somebody lost. Not because they won, but because the other team couldn't win. And somebody's going to get in off a technicality.
Can we move on now?
Yes.
No.
The Atlanta Falcons at home. And the Buccaneers are visiting the Atlanta Falcons, and the Falcons are given 2.5.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh boy, I like Baker Mayfield. I like that guy. And I'm just very, very close to picking them. They didn't lose by much this Sunday, the Buccaneers.
They lost by like 3 or something like that.
Whatever.
Yeah, 18-21.
I'm taking the Buccaneers, even though they're visiting. It's only 2.5 points. That's why they made them favorite, because Falcons are at home. It's in Atlanta, so it won't be that cold.
Hollywood, who you got?
What, you're last? When did you become last?
Yeah.
You're next to last.
I'm last.
No,
right.
You're next. You were first. No, who goes first? You were first last week.
I'm not scared.
You're last next week. Lou is second. And then it goes like
I'm scared. I got a fucking
I'll be happy.
In the wheel. I'll take the Buccaneers. I want the Buccaneers.
Same here. That's who I got. I got the fucking Buccaneers, too, so what the hell?
Oh, Chuck got the Buccaneers also. All right.
No, you don't. I'll take the Buccaneers.
Chuck doesn't like the Falcons. He said it before, right?
I fucking hate the Falcons.
here's a good game. The Lions visiting the Bears. And the Lions are only giving 3.5 points.
So the Lions are favored by 3.5 points.
Do they think the Bears are that good to beat the Lions?
Man, they're out of their fucking minds, man. I'm going first. Put me down to the fucking Lions.
All right. Lions.
The Lions are going to catch those fucking fat Bears.
I love watching lion videos
on YouTube, man.
I'll pick the
Lions. And the
Lions
are going to catch them fucking fat Bears, and they're going to fucking pounce on them, and they're going to eat them. And it's going to be bloody.
I wonder why Vegas did that. Was it
and then they're
going to
take fucking naps.
It's probably going to be a little chilly in Chicago.
And the Bears are going to go wander off and fuck around for a while.
That's outdoors, right.
And then they're going to come back and they're going to find more fucking Bears.
It's in Chicago,
and
man.
And fucking eat them.
The Windy City. Hollywood.
What? I'll take the Falcons.
No, what Falcons? The Lions.
Yeah. The Lions are the Bears.
I'll take the Shamir.
Let me get a Kern. I got a Kern. This is the Kern one.
Yeah.
The Kern game is the next game, maybe.
No, this is the Kern game. I don't care. I'll do
Lions. I put you down for the Lions. Well, flip your coin.
Well, no, put me down for the Lions then. I'll flip the current on the next one. Lions.
All right. Right. The Colts visiting Cincinnati Bengals. Colts are 1-point favorite because the backup is pretty good. That has to be it.
This is the
I'm
current.
I'm taking the Bengals.
Heads will be the Bengals. Tails will be whoever the Bengals are playing. And I can't see with my eyes because I'm blinded by the weed in the dark. So whoever the Bengals are,
Hollywood, by the way, doing the show.
So who are you picking?
The Kern picked the Bengals.
All right.
In the darkness of his closet.
Hollywood picks the Bengals.
The Kern picked the Bengals, not me.
All right.
The glamorous Hollywood.
Chuck, I know you like the Colts, right?
I do. I like Gardner Minshew, and it's going to be more Minshew magic, baby. You know why? I'll tell you why. I'll tell you why, man. I'm going to tell you why, though. Because Gardner Minshew says, if it ain't always pretty, but it's good.
Well,
it ain't always sexy, but it's good.
It is an even game. Really, it is. It's like,
yeah,
I wouldn't
it ain't
surprise
always
if
sexy,
they had no line.
Good,
anyway, we go to the next game. Cleveland Browns at home, giving 3 to the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Who's the favorite?
Browns by 3. And I'm picking the Browns.
This is going to be backup versus backup.
Yeah.
Browns, shit stains. I picked the shit stains. Give me the shit stains.
Okay, pick the Browns.
Yeah, I'm going to take the shit stains, too, and the reason being that defense, and there's no way that, there's no way fucking, they're going to be without, Trevor Lawrence is not going to be back.
This game but without long
it's
hair.
Going to be Flacco
yeah.
starting against
the
Jaguars.
The Jaguars.
I don't know who the.
It's not as good as long hair, that's for sure. Who knows
yeah,
what he
no.
is? He only did a couple of series, man. So that game, all right. Let's go to the next game. New Orleans at home, giving 5.5 points to the Carolina Crappy Panthers.
So New Orleans is favored by 5.
Right, and I like the New Orleans Saints.
I'll take the money line for the Saints. I think the
well,
Panthers try to keep. They're tanking for 33rd pick. They want because they figured that
they don't even have a first round pick if they have the worst
pick. No, but they'll have the first pick of the second round, which is almost like the last pick of the first round.
I think they'll trade one of their very good players and whatever pick they have in the second round to try to get up into this.
The Bears are going to trade the fuck. They're going to trade the fuck out of that first round pick for 2 firsts, 2 seconds, and like a couple thirds.
No,
they're going
to
get.
They have to give it to the Bears.
And I said the Bears are going to fucking trade that pick for another first.
They're
going to
get rid of
their
quarterback.
First next year, a second this year, a second second, a second
quarterback. You're right, Hollywood.
Hey, this is the and more part. All right, you know. The description
they don't
of the
need
show.
A quarterback. The Bears
put,
don't need a
more,
quarterback, so why would they want to draft
one? More part. This is
we're
a lot fucking
long.
More.
Let me do the next
we
got
to move on, man.
You're not
this is too much
long.
Already.
We run until 8:30. We run until the 30 minutes.
The Ravens at home giving 7 points to the Rams, L.A. Rams.
The Ravens are favored by 7.
I like
7.
The Ravens, though. I like the Ravens. They're going to do good this week.
And
Chuck,
the Ravens are going to, beat the shit out of the Rams. The
right.
Rams, ain't
Rams
good,
have won
man.
A couple,
they're
but they're not going to win.
Man. They're a bunch of pretenders.
Right.
I'll take the Ravens as well.
All right. And Chuck is taking the Ravens.
Yeah,
Chuck.
The Ravens.
Okay.
I got the Ravens, baby.
The Ravens, and the next game is the Vikings visiting Vegas Raiders. Vikings are favored by 3.
Mm-mm. Visiting Raiders at home.
Only 3 points. And oh man, I'm gonna take the Raiders.
What do you got for the Vikings, man?
Oh, Chuck takes the Vikings.
I'll take the Vikings too, please.
Okay, and this is one of them games where I'm very tempted to take the home team, Raiders.
Take the Raiders, and this is but they were locked in, so nobody's changing. They have no more changes.
All right.
Wait a minute. This might change everything.
I'm taking the Raiders.
Vikings to start Josh Dobbs versus Raiders, despite turnovers.
The Raiders have what's the name of that guy?
Turnovers in the past two games.
What's the quarterback on the Raiders again? Oh man, Carr.
No, Carr's with the Saints.
Jimmy Garoppolo. Is it Garoppolo? No, it's not.
Garoppolo is the backup. Who's the starter?
Let me find out. Aiden O'Connell.
Oh, he's an Irish boy, O'Connell. Oh, how's it going, O'Connell? I'm getting me some. I've also got me. I don't have just the black water
that
I'm smoking. I'm also drinking the fireball.
The 49ers are at home giving 10.5 points to the Seattle Seahawks.
Who the fuck is Aiden O'Connell?
I'm not going against this team. I'm taking the 49ers.
He's the Irish boy. He's a laddie. He's been with us for ages. He's known my mother. He knew my mother the other day.
You're crazy. So who's taking who? I take the 49ers.
Who's playing?
Let's move on. You guys didn't make your pick with this game, the 49ers.
What is the game? I don't know.
At home.
I don't know who's playing. The chickens versus the
49ers
the
are at home giving 10.5 points. The Seahawks are visiting the 49ers.
Fucking the Seahawks are not going to beat the 49ers.
Never.
The Seahawks, this is my lock of the week. The 49ers will crush the Seahawks.
Oh, got the 49ers.
Crush.
I mean, the Seahawks can pull some shit, man. Look at what they did to the Cowboys.
Yeah, but this is a different team than the Cowboys. And they're at home. And the 49ers are at home this week.
Yeah, man, I ain't fooling nobody, am I?
Chuck is taking
the
49ers.
Yeah, these fucking 49ers are dangerous, man.
Right. They are.
What
are
you about to
going
say?
Against
what are you
them?
Fucking
no
smoking? You're smoking, what's it called?
Blue
what's
dream,
what you,
baby.
Oh, blue yeah, dream. That's right. That's where you're dreaming. You're dreaming.
Let's go to the Kansas City Chiefs are at home giving 2.5 points to the Buffalo Bills.
The
Chiefs
are first charge.
I mean, not with
Chiefs.
Put me down for the 49ers, man.
Okay. Chuck.
Did you put me down
who
for the 49ers?
Yeah,
I
put you down already for them. I take the Chiefs over the Bills. Chiefs giving 2.5. Chiefs at home. I pick the
Bills.
Chiefs.
Put me down for Bills, please.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh, man. This is one I think the
Chiefs
Bills
going,
might win.
Chiefs are on the slide.
Yeah, but
he's going to – they're going down. It's the failure of the century. He was so good. They were so good, but they're going to end up flopping.
The quarterback
the shit
is not going to lose two in a row, especially at
yes,
home.
Yes, he is. That's the problem. The Broncos, after the Broncos beat the Chiefs, the Broncos broke the 19-year curse. The Chiefs took on the other side of it. So now the Chiefs are going downhill as the result of there's no more curse to steal from the Broncos, who are going to win the
they
Super Bowl, so you should bet
up.
On them.
Don't forget.
If I bet $1,000 to the Broncos to win the Super Bowl, I would be a millionaire right
now.
Right.
So, who are
and
you
by the way, in case
Hollywood
it matters
took
to
the
you,
Bills, I took the Chiefs.
In case it matters to anyone, Von Miller is available to play against the Chiefs after his alleged assault.
Right. So he's on the boat.
Yeah. So he's on.
Yeah, but he ain't the
available.
Same player he was a year ago, 2 years ago.
Of course not, but still. That's what I said, if it matters to anyone.
Chuck,
and,
who do you want?
I'm going to take, man, this is, see, I just feel like the freaking Bills, man, what did they do last week? Let's see what did they do last week.
I want them, they're 6-6, I want them to lose because then the Broncos would have a better shot at the wild card, but I just feel like they're going to beat the Chiefs. I would love the Chiefs to, but yeah, I think the Broncos, even though they might get the wild card, I think they win the actual division of the – because they have the win over the Chiefs. I think they're going to end
in
up –
in case it matters.
But you
got to
know, the Chiefs have a great team. They have
but
good
they're
offensive
gonna be tied
line.
At 10-7.
They got Kelsey.
They're going to be tied at 10-7, and the Broncos will have the winning – the extra game and the conference winning against the Chargers twice and the Raiders once. That's how I think they get in. And then the Chiefs will take the wild card.
Bills, listen to me. Listen to me. Bills, with a bye last week versus the struggling Mahomes and the Chiefs at home, Mahomes.
Yeah, and Mahomes ain't going to lose
the
two
Bills,
in a row.
Man. I'm taking the Bills.
Okay. Chuck takes the Bills.
Put
I'm the only guy that took the Chiefs. And we'll see.
Yeah, that's
okay.
Right.
Here we go. The Chargers are at home, giving 3 points to the Denver Broncos.
The Chargers are favored. 3 points. I
right,
will take the Broncos right
team.
Now. I will take the Broncos right now. They win and they lose and they win and they win and they win.
Taking the home team.
I'm
not
taking
the
Broncos.
Team. Right.
Broncos.
Right. And you know what? This one I'm baffled with.
Man,
I'm
taking the Broncos too, man. The freaking Chargers have just disappointed me week after week. It's just hard to pick them. The Broncos came real close to winning this last week, but Russell Wilson fucked it up in the end. I don't think he'll do that.
He
would have
had listen, if he could have scored a touchdown. He underthrew it. He was just a little like, but they were close. That's the point. The point is they were close. The Chargers, they're again like the Chiefs on a downward spiral. They're not doing well. And again, I know the pattern is I don't care who they're playing, whatever. It's a loss and a win and a loss and a win. Whatever.
Let's go
Chargers
to the last game on
a,
this.
Chargers couldn't put up a touchdown last week. They won 6-0.
But the Broncos didn't have a third down. They couldn't convert on third down last week, so they didn't have
then
a
they lost
third down.
Versus the Ravens 20-10. The Chargers. The Chargers have just been looking awful. Just awful. And
let's do the. This is the big game, really. Cowboys at home, giving 3 points to the Philadelphia Eagles. 3 points because the Cowboys are at home. That's why they're 3 points.
I'll take the Eagles. I will go first and take the Eagles.
I'm taking
sorry.
The Cowboys. I can't go against that team.
Eagles.
Good.
Wayne.
Chuck is taking the Cowboys. He don't go against
them.
Oh,
my goodness. This is tough, man.
Oh,
I'm tough, man. Could the Eagles lose 2 in a row? Everybody else has.
Right. That's
the
right.
Fucking, the Chiefs have. The fucking Cowboys have. No, wait. Did the Cowboys lose 2 in a row?
What
I don't
happened?
Think so.
I think they played each other already, right? Oh.
Yeah, they have. But the Cowboys, I don't think, have lost 2 in a row. But so many teams have lost 2 in a row.
The Cowboys played Eagles early in the season?
Yeah, and the Eagles won.
At home, the Eagles won.
Yeah, they didn't just win. They rocked the Cowboys. They fucking rocked them.
But anyway, I'm taking the Cowboys.
And after that, the Cowboys haven't lost. How about
I like
that?
The quarterback. Here we go. All right.
after the Eagles smacked the Cowboys in the face, 28-23, back on November 5th, The Cowboys have not lost a game.
Yep.
If that matters to you.
They didn't lose by a lot.
So what are you picking? I already picked the Eagles. Luke
picked,
picked the Cowboys.
Chuck picks who?
I'm picking. Oh, my God.
You're not going to go against the Cowboys. What the who are you fooling? You're not fooling anybody.
All right. Put me down for the Cowboys.
Cowboys.
Fuck are you fooling?
Hollywood,
like,
who do you take?
I told you, the Eagles.
Okay, you want the Eagles.
Sweep away. All I saw was sweep. I see the word sweep. They'll fucking sweep that shit
the
under
Monday
the rug.
Game,
Cowboys.
This is the last game.
Sweep the Cowboys.
No, no, it's not the last game. There's two games on Monday.
Sweep the fucking Cowboys under the fucking rug, you fucking
Packers
fucking.
Are visiting the New York
Cowboys
game.
Will win the Super Bowl.
No,
bet
the 49ers. It's going to be
bet
the 49ers and Cowboys or the Dolphins and the 49ers. One of those teams.
The Dolphins are playing the 49ers? Oh, shit.
No, they should be there at the end.
Really? I hate the fucking Dolphins, too, man.
Who
I can't
the
stand them.
Playing?
I can't stand their colors.
They have great receivers, and they have a good team. Anyway.
And listen to this for people who didn't know and didn't listen. The home team at Miami Stadium is in the shade, and the visiting team is in the direct sunlight for the entire game.
But that's
and
not
it's 120.
The whole game.
Yes, it's 120 degrees on the visiting team side, and it's 80 degrees on the Miami Dolphins side. Always, they have it split.
That's how they built that stadium, man.
And, yeah, and they did. And so the Patriots used to bring air conditioning with them, air conditioned sidelines.
But you know how old
seats.
That stadium is, man. That's
it is, and that's crazy. That's not cheating, but that leads to a lot of
you
white
see the visiting
of
side. They got them fans with the water spraying.
That's why I'm saying. So what's the next game?
All right, the Packers are visiting the Giants. Packers are given 6.5 points.
I'm taking the Packers.
What's the record? What's the record of everybody?
The Giants have 4 wins, and
the Giants are 4-8, and the Packers are 6-6. If that matters.
I hear Giants.
Hollywood takes the Giants. Chuck takes the Packers. Wait. And
yeah.
Oh man, this game has got me back. I'm taking the Packers.
You got
have,
Tommy, man.
I'm
you
getting
got
the
Tommy,
light that
Tommy DeVito on the Giants, Lou. Come on, sweet Lou. You got Tommy. He earned it. He
I
earned
think
it.
I think the Packers have better personnel, and they'll edge him out.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Chuck
that's why I'm taking
Packers.
The Packers.
Hey,
okay.
Hey, Chuck, do me a favor.
Yeah.
Okay, take $10 and bet the Broncos to just follow them. It doesn't matter any other games, but for the rest of the season until the Broncos win the Super Bowl, first of all, put $10 for the Broncos to win the Super Bowl. But then what I want you to do is $10 for the Broncos to win against the Chargers. And then I want you to put 10, whatever you win on that, on the Broncos losing to the Lions or the whoever they're playing.
Oh,
and then I want you to put that
game.
Money
what the
on
fuck are you
them
talking?
Let me do this last game,
again.
Right?
Fucking
combo
raising Canes, bro.
This is the last game.
Super Bowl,
they're
going to
put
a
money on it.
The
they're
going to
win,
bro.
The Dolphins are at home giving 13.5 points to the Tennessee Titans. Holy moly, I'm taking the Dolphins. I like them.
What's
that's
the weather supposed to be? Is it sunny or overcast? Because
it's
always sunny,
nice in Florida.
Well,
everybody,
then fuck Tennessee.
Everybody goes to Miami
degrees.
Is the hottest city.
It's 120 degrees on the sideline of the visiting people, plus the humidity. It's 80 degrees in the shady. It's like split
it
right down the middle.
For hours there.
I'm going to tell you what the weather is.
I can't complain because Bronco Stadium is up high in the altitude, so we have an advantage too, but not as much as 120 degrees in humidity as you're visiting.
No, usually at this time of the year, the temperature is 77, 75.
But direct, listen, I was driving today. It was 70 degrees, and there was still a little chill, but the sunlight.
What chill?
The
if
sun
it's over
was
70,
so
it's
hot.
Like your house.
The sun was so hot.
You guys are off your rockers, man.
Right.
It's going to be Monday the 11th.
Who do you
Monday
take?
The 11th, the high in Miami is going to be 77, and the low will
be
72.
Fuck.
And it will be cloudy, with a 14%
so it'll be
chance of precipitation and north winds 15 miles per hour.
That's nothing. The stadium blocks that.
So does it matter? No, the Dolphins are going to win. Put me down for the Dolphins.
It takes the Dolphins.
No, none
That's
of that matters.
A big point spread, man. Woo.
The stupid
Dolphins
are going to fucking win this game.
Yeah.
Chuck picks the Dolphins.
Right.
Hollywood takes the Dolphins. We all take the Dolphins.
That's the picks for week 14.
And like I said, Chuck, just remember, whatever I say about the Broncos, bet that. Next week, they're going to win. They're going to lose against the Lions or the Colts, whoever they're playing that next after the Chargers. Win the Chargers, lose the Lions, win the Chargers, win the Raiders, win the Patriots, win the Super Bowl. Bet that and you will be rich.
Bet $20 if you're going to do that. As
$20 and then when the Broncos win, they beat the Chargers, take that money.
$10,
it's money.
That's a fucking three-piece at Brady Kane's, man. What are you talking about?
Just money line that, and then when they money line them to lose to the fucking Lions, and then money line them to win the Chargers, all of that. But and then at the end, you should be fucking rich. Because right now, you get plus, what, $100,000 plus $10,000 to be in the Super Bowl?
$10, that's a fucking three for
How
me at
would
Chili's,
you win
man.
If you
what
put
the 20 fuck
on
are you talking
on
about?
The Broncos to win the Super Bowl, how much if you put 20 and they won?
$20 on the Broncos right now to win the Super Bowl
and
would be
$10? That's a six fucking pack of fucking Hoppadillo Hazy. What the fuck is wrong with these guys?
No, I just, for the goof, I'd like to know how much he would win.
How much is $20? Go on, I can't go on my DraftKings. How much is, I know that $6 is $600. So how does that figure to
$20? You take that three times. About $2,000 he could win.
And for $10? Or for $20? Yeah, and if you put it right now, and who cares, you know, so that's $20. But guess what? If they make it all the way, shit, you're in fucking, you know, crazy. Right, and there's still a chance.
That's like throwing
can,
a 20 down the pole.
10 and 7
it's
is
$1,017, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he thinks he's going to win. They're not going to win Super Bowl.
The 20%
of
the draft on DraftKings is $1,000.
That would be such a shocking thing if they did.
They win, then they lose, then they win, they win,
they
win.
If they won the Super Bowl, it would be insane. Russell Wilson.
It would be. The dark horse. They broke the curse. It's the Chiefs'
no,
curse.
No, Russell Wilson had
years,
when he was on Seattle. Remember what he did?
When you break the curse, the kavorka, when you put the fucking
he didn't
horn
give
on
it to
you,
beast
the gold horn, you break the curse and you say, no, the curse is broken.
Remember
the curse
Russell
gets transferred
Wilson,
on the curse 19
what,
years.
Listen
19
to me.
Years.
Listen, didn't you remember what really? Russell Wilson did when he was on Seattle? And they were playing the Super Bowl, I think it was. And he didn't give the ball to Beast Mode. And
that was a mistake. You'll make up for it. Yes.
That wasn't
Russell
Wilson, though.
Bro.
I mean, yeah,
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
I didn't hear what Chuck said. What?
I said that. I mean, yeah, that was Russell Wilson who did that. But that's not on Russell Wilson. It was Pete Carroll
that's
that called
the
play.
That called that play, right.
Yeah, it was Pete Carroll that called the fucking play, man.
Yep.
So
and why
would
you give it?
And Russell Wilson is living with that all like since then. That's right. He was.
You know,
it
was what it is. It wasn't
was
his play to call,
that.
And you know, and you know what? The fucking Butler did it though, because that guy's name was Butler, and he was right there in position. fucking caught the ball right there on the 1 yard line, and fucking Tom Brady had his head down, and then when he fucking saw all that shit, oh my God, he got up, and oh, it's a fucking memory I'll never forget. Tom Brady was about to lose that fucking Super Bowl, and then the butler did it. Yeah. Tom Brady got the truck that they give out for the, you know, NFL MVP or whatever the hell, or Super Bowl MVP, and he gave it to the butler.
I have a feeling whoever wins the Super Bowl this year, it's going to be a score that's very high, really.
Yeah, the Broncos will score a lot of points.
It's going to be the Cowboys versus the Chiefs in the Super Bowl, and the Cowboys will dominate. Micah Parsons will rattle.
If you talked to people and said you thought that the Broncos were going to be in the Super Bowl, they would think you were crazy, man.
I told you. I've been saying that since the beginning, and I'm telling you the truth. You'll see.
You know why?
Because
they got
they
had a five-game win streak.
Yeah,
and it's
good that they lost. It, because you can't keep a streak going.
The pressure is off.
The pressure is off of them now to win. They don't have to, and they can still lose. 10-7. That's where they're. Remember, I said they're going to be 10-7, and that's where they're going to be in the playoffs. And then win. Put $10. You make money. Put $20. I'm an Irish boy.
The pressure, though,
to flow now.
Is the show is about to end.
Yeah.
That's where the pressure's at. That's where the pressure lies.
Oh,
right.
don't end the show. No, you can't end it. No, but we like it. No ending.
And so, yeah, that's where the pressure lies, man. The show's going to end. The week is gone, and then we'll be here next week. I want to thank everyone for listening. Pigskin Nation, baby, with Chucky Pigskin. And for the United World Champion, Mr. Hollywood Tony P, and his father, Sweet Lou from Brooklyn. Yeah,
did you call me her? Did you just say her father? Did you say, hold on. Listen, did you just say her father? What's the
no.
fucking
problem?
And his father.
His father.
Sweet Lou
prick.
From Brooklyn. I am Chucky Pigskin, and this has been Pigskin Nation. Thanks for listening.
This has been a presentation of the World Generation Podcast Network.